Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
In a pre-Christmas rush to clear the decks before the long summer holiday, the government put the House into overdrive, extending the last full sitting week of the year by taking extra time on Wednesday and Thursday mornings. Adding 8 hours to the 17 of a normal week, the extended sittings enable the government to move 15 bills along a stage, with about half of them being given a final reading before being sent off to the Governor-General for signing into law. The official tally of 26 bills passed this week was inflated by one of them, an omnibus measure called the Statutes Amendment Bill No. 3, being split into 19 for its third and final reading. Wednesday was a members' day, and Thursday afternoon was taken up by the last debate on the committee stage of the Alcohol Reform Bill, now ready for its final reading on Tuesday. That out of the way, with last-ditch amendments to limit the strength of alcopops and raise the price of liquor defeated by the government and its allies, MPs will be free to party after the House adjourns on Wednesday afternoon, a week earlier than planned in the year's sitting program, which had Parliament going through to Thursday, December the 20th. But there'll be no presents for Brendan Horan under the tree at the New Zealand First Christmas Party following this dramatic announcement by his leader, Winston Peters, after question time on Tuesday.
Mr. Speaker, in recent weeks, a number of allegations have been made against Mr. Horan, most of which arise from a family matter. The allegations are of a nature that requires they should be treated seriously. And the information we have received leaves me in a position where I have no confidence in Mr. Horan's ability to continue as a Member of Parliament, and he will be expelled from the New Zealand First Caucus forthwith.
Mr. Peters said he believed that Brendan Horan should resign from Parliament, but Wednesday opened with this announcement from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
I have been advised by the New Zealand First Party that its parliamentary membership has changed and that Brendan Horan is no longer a member of the New Zealand First Party for parliamentary purposes. Accordingly, under Standing Order 34.4, Brendan Horan is, from 4 December 2012, regarded as an independent member for parliamentary purposes.
That reduces the New Zealand First Party to 7 votes, while Brendan Horan, in his new seat right up the back, failed to cast his vote as an independent, his first chance to do that coming up on Wednesday night.
United Future.
1 vote in favour.
Brendan Horan. Any other votes? Brendan Horan. Any other votes?
Although down one MP, New Zealand First struck it lucky in Thursday's Members' Bill ballot. Both bills drawn to fill the two vacancies created on the members' order paper the night before belong to New Zealand First MPs. Tracy Martin's bill providing clothing allowances for orphans and unsupported children, now up for a first reading, as is a bill from Laofa Amulia Asanati Lolly Taylor that would allow judges to hand out harsher punishment for crimes committed in the presence of a minor. Question times this week included more skirmishes between the Prime Minister and the Greens co-leader Russell Norman, who copped this answer from Mr. Key on Tuesday.
When I picked up the Herald on Monday morning, the first thing I saw was yet another Green MP, Catherine Delahunty, opposed to jobs, opposed to growth, and that's why Russell Norman wants
Order.
To be Minister of Finance.
Order.
That earned Mr. Key a ticking off from Lockwood Smith after a complaint from Russell Norman.
Mr. Speaker, we have repeatedly had to put up with the Prime Minister answering very simple, straight questions with attacks on the Green Party. He should just answer the questions.
Order.
The member's complaint is not unreasonable. The Prime Minister shouldn't have put that last bit in.
Next day, Mr. Key came back with a defence of his government's work in building a global consensus for research into climate change.
That is likely to do more to actually lower global emissions than any of the wacky ideas that the Greens come up with.
The Prime Minister then gave an example of what he regarded as a wacky idea.
The Green solution is to shoot 1 in 5 cows, and this government solution is to find an answer.
Point of order, Dr. Russell Norman.
Mr. Speaker, that is simply untrue and not relevant to the answer.
Order. No, order.
Lockwood Smith, who may be presiding over his last adjournment debate as Speaker next Wednesday, if Parliament follows the timetable set out by the Deputy Leader of the House, Anne Tolley.
Mr. Speaker, when the House resumes on Tuesday, the 11th of December, the Government will pass the Alcohol Reform Bill and hold the first readings of the Resource Management Reform Bill and the Prisoners and Victims Claims Continuation and Reform Amendment Bill. With the agreement of the Business Committee, there will be an extended sitting on Tuesday the 11th of December, effective on the morning of Wednesday the 12th of December, to deal with two notices of motion and to progress a number of non-controversial bills. On Wednesday afternoon, the House will debate the adjournment motion, after which the House will rise for the Christmas break.
Just a few big sleeps to go. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.